Paul's first missionary journey aroused great interest among the pagan populations in the provinces of southern Galatia. With his fellow evangelist Barnabas, he had preached in the main cities they had passed through. Great numbers of people had come to faith in Christ, and new churches had been founded in this area of Asia Minor. But their success aroused the jealousy of the leading Jews, who not only resented the conversion of the Gentiles to Christianity, but were even more opposed to Paul's preaching to the Israelites, many of whom became believers. Paul and Barnabas were insulted, persecuted, and thrown out of the cities of Pisidian Antioch and Iconium, where they only just avoided being stoned. The missionaries came to Lystra and Derbe, two other towns in the Roman province of Galatia. Lystra at that time was unimportant commercially, so few, if any, Jews were there. Paul and Barnabas at once began to preach the gospel throughout the region. There was a certain man in Lystra who was a cripple. He had been lame from birth and had never been able to walk. Paul saw him as he sat listening intently to what was being said and knew he had faith to be healed. "Stand up on your feet," he said to him in a loud voice, and the man jumped up and began walking around. When the people saw what had happened, they started to shout in their own language, "The gods have come down to us in human form." Barnabas they called Jupiter, and Paul Mercury, because he was the one who did the speaking. The priest of Jupiter, whose temple was just outside the town, brought bulls and garlands to the city gates, because he and the people wanted to offer sacrifices to them. When they heard of this, Paul and Barnabas tore their clothes and rushed into the crowd, shouting, "Why do you want to do such a thing? We too are just men, human beings like you. We are here to announce the good news, to turn you away from these worthless things to the living God, who made the heavens, the earth, and the sea, and all that is in them. In the past he let all nations go their own way, but he has always given proof of himself by his kindness in giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons." Even with these words, they could hardly keep the crowd from offering a sacrifice to them. Then some Jews came from Antioch and Iconium and won the people over. The versatile crowds, who had venerated the missionaries as though they were gods, now turned hostile and stoned Paul. Thinking he was dead, they dragged him outside the gates. But after the disciples from Lystra had gathered around him, he came to, got up, and went back into the city. The next day he and Barnabas left for Derbe. They preached the gospel in that town, many people were converted, and a new church was founded. After some time, the two missionaries felt they should return to their base in Antioch in Syria. They decided to go back the same way they had come, in order to strengthen the young churches they had established. So with great courage, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Pisidian Antioch, exhorting believers to remain true to the faith. Paul warned them that they would be persecuted, saying, "We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." Paul and Barnabas appointed elders in each church, and with prayer and fasting, committed them to the Lord in whom they had put their trust. Then they journeyed south through Pisidia and came to Perga in Pamphylia. Having stopped to preach the gospel there, they continued on their way and went down to Attalia, the main port city of the area. From there, they sailed back to Antioch in Syria without stopping at Cyprus. On arrival, they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. They stayed a long time in Antioch, teaching and exhorting the disciples. Next episode, Paul's Epistle to the Galatians.